With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Texas House Democrats have fled to Chicago, leaving the state to deny Republicans the ability to vote on a congressional redistricting plan. If the fugitive Democrats don't return by later today, Governor Greg Abbott says they could be removed from office. President Trump says he's planning to name a new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
We'll be announcing a new statistician sometime over the next 3-4 days. We had no confidence. I mean, the numbers were ridiculous, what she announced.
Unhappy with those recent job numbers, the president fired the BLS commissioner last week, accusing her of data manipulation.
It's a scam, in my opinion. My opinion is just, it's just additional scam.
The latest numbers pointed to the creation of just 73,000 jobs in July. Well, this could bring some further price relief at the gas pump.
A group of countries that are part of the oil cartel OPEC Plus have agreed to boost oil production, which some believe could lower oil and gasoline prices. They cited a steady global economic outlook and low oil inventories. The group met virtually and announced that 8 of its member countries would increase oil production by 547,000 barrels per day in September.
Correspondent Keith Peters. More than 3,200 Boeing machinists who work on fighter jets have gone on strike.
Union leaders had recommended approving that offer, calling it a landmark agreement. Boeing officials say they're disappointed the workers have rejected the latest offer that the company says featured 40% average wage growth and resolved the primary issue of alternative work schedules.
Correspondent Mike Hempen. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 229 points. NASDAQ futures 184 points higher. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is closing more clinics.
America's biggest abortion business has shut down nearly 40 facilities this year alone, and more may be on the chopping block in coming months. The reasons are numerous. Abortion bans in a growing number of states, less federal funding for Planned Parenthood, and growing pro-life sentiment in some parts of the nation. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is going to court to try and keep as many taxpayer dollars as it can. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Peruvian survivor of pre-sex abuse has brought her public campaign for reforms to Chicago, the hometown of new Pope Leo XIV. Anna Maria Diaz accuses the Pope of failing to investigate her case when he was a bishop in her home country and says he needs to step up now as leader of the world's Catholics. Speaking at a gathering of the Survivors Network of those abused by priests, Diaz says, "I've been quiet since the Pope has been elected, but I'm not planning to be quiet forever." This is SRN News. The investigator is now an investigatee. We're talking about former special counsel Jack Smith, who investigated then-candidate Donald Trump before his re-election.
The Office of Special Counsel, an independent federal agency, has confirmed that Smith is now under investigation on suspicions he engaged in illegal political activity. Smith was named special counsel to investigate Donald Trump by then-Attorney General Merrick Garland in November of 2022. He prosecuted 2 federal cases against Trump in the lead-up to the 2024 presidential election. The president and his Republican allies, including Senator Tom Cotton, have accused Smith of violating the Hatch Act, a federal law that bans certain public officials from engaging in political activity. Bob Agner reporting.
Tesla is awarding CEO Elon Musk 96 million shares of restricted stock, valued at roughly $29 billion. More details at srnnews.com.